Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. Actually, I'm Mike, and that's Rob. Carl's out in Vegas, we think. He doesn't tell me what he does on vacay. Rob Tribble's in for Carl Dukes. It's Friday. It's quit time. The weekend is here, Robbie. We start the show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
That was rather less than energetic, I got to be honest.
What's for me?
On? Come on, man. Finish strong. 2 hours. Come on. Get your
I'll
A game.
It. What are you talking about?
Man.
I've been marinating an A++++ today.
I hope so. Let's
lucid, agile-minded, whimsical, fun, charming, slightly unattainable. You know, all the things. I've done really well.
Effervescent.
Yes.
Right on. Trips in for Carl, man. We got some of our usual suspects. Got some new faces, too. Hanging out here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Hey, man, you want to see the Savannah Bananas? These guys like the Harlem Globetrotters in baseball.
I love it.
It's actually become a thing.
It's fun.
And
I love it.
Georgia Lottery, how do you deny the game's giving you a chance? We're going to give away some tickets in about an hour's time here at Twin Peaks. They're taking on the Stripers up in Gwinnett, up in Cool Ray. So great spot, great location. And if you've never seen these guys, they put on a show, man. It literally is like the Harlem Globetrotters in baseball. Women are rubbing on Rob as we're doing the show, by the way. Rob's got this gaggle of chicks that are all over him. It's kind of like, seriously, it's kind of like a Cougar Charlie's Angels kind of vibe right now. So all this is going on while Rob is doing his show. Is this like your harem? What's going on here, man?
I don't know.
What the hell is going on over there by East Lake where you live, man? Is this what goes on late at night? A lot of shenanigans going on out there, man.
Yeah, car keys and a bowl party. Yes, yes. Upside down pineapple.
I had no idea the U joint was such a den of iniquity.
No, I just met her.
Hey, man. It's our boy Robin for Carl today. The big subject for the Falcon Report is there's a couple of teams in play for Hassan Reddick.
Yes, Ravens. I'm sorry.
Ravens. Rams
and
us.
The Falcons, as Lindsey Nelson used to call them.
Yep.
We got no money
because we made those moves for Kirk Cousins. We picked up the wide receivers.
And your source, Deep Falcon,
Deep
says,
Falcon says we ain't got the loot.
Yeah,
but you'd have to restructure Grady. Mm-hmm. You'd have to restructure Jake, Chris Lindstrom.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of ways you could make this work. But, you know, Hassan Reddick is a proven entity. 38 sacks the last two, 16 the year before. I mean,
as a team, have we had 38 in the last 2 years?
No. I mean, guys, this is something we just don't do right in the draft. I'm not saying if we go Dallas, here's the thing. I'd love to get Hassan Reddick and still go get Dallas Turner and Jared Verse.
Exactly the same way.
And then we'd have to worry about corner. Then we can have Joe Slobotnik play corner because we're going to be breathing down the quarterback's neck.
Yes. And that type of pressure will make any defensive backfield look good.
I know that Dimitrov had a different philosophy, but I've always hated, you can do it from the back to the front. No. The teams that go to the Super Bowl, yes, you got to have good corners.
Yeah, yeah.
But the alpha dogs are your edge rushers, man. Whether it's a 3-4, 4-3, your linebacker who you walk up, your hand in the dirt guy's got to be the guy.
Well, what is the NFL? You focus on the guy that throws the ball.
Right.
The guy that protects the guy that throws the ball. And the guy that tries to get to the guy that throws the ball. Those are your three most important positions in football, basically.
Right. Hassan Reddick with a 16-sack season a year ago. I mean, I would love to see that. There's been a number of websites. Sporting News has got something on it. Talked about, I guess it was SI earlier. We'd have to do some major restructuring. But that guy's a stud. What we said, 38 sacks the last 3 years.
Yeah. He had the 16 2 years ago when the Eagles had 70 as a team. He led the team with 16. Had 11 last year, none after week 13. But as I've said,
right,
they were in such disarray. There was just such a malaise in that locker room. Nobody was playing.
Well, Patricia basically rewrote the defensive playbook with 7 weeks to go in the season.
Yeah,
it showed.
What could possibly go wrong, right? Let's change course midstream.
It's our poll question, guys. It's up at Dukes and Bell 929. Oren reached out to Chris in the middle of all the shenanigans down at the Cheetah, where Chris is hosting with Bo and Abe and Randy, and he put the poll question up. So it's up there. You guys can vote. Would you trade? And the going, I guess the conventional wisdom, the going rate, second rounder.
Second rounder, yeah.
So then you wouldn't be able to get that corner you're looking for if that's the way. Again, we think this is how they're going to do it. Have the Falcons ever drafted, with the exception of Mike Vick, and done what you thought they want, either what you wanted to do or what you thought they'd do?
Rarely. Well, you wanted what's his name instead of Matt Ryan, though, right?
Glenn Dorsey. You win championships in defense, Rob. Everybody knows that. You put Glenn Dorsey on this team. The guy's a fire breather. His off tackle three technique. Oh, yeah, that was not good. That was a bad idea. But I own it. I own it.
Yeah, but we all should, though. We're not right. It's such an inexact science.
It is.
It's not a science. It's an art more than a science. Is our boy Ben Albright summed
right
up.
But trading a second rounder, if that's what the ask is, do it.
But think about this, though. There's still, if you're drafted in the third round of the NFL draft, you're still expected to be a starter.
Right.
Fourth round is where it gets kind of murky. You know, a role player maybe last 3 to 5 years. But first three rounds, those are starters. Your first round guys should be multiple Pro Bowl winners. Second round guys should be solid 10, 12-year guys with a few Pro Bowls as well. Third round guys, a little diminishing
right
return, but still should be solid, solid, solid.
You know, as we said, guys, we might be barking up the wrong tree. There's no cap room for the Falcons, but you're getting a proven sack. I mean, an edge rusher, fire-breathing guy, and then you go draft somebody, and then we're not worrying about Arnold Ebiketie's next step of development or Zach.
It could be a nice depth piece.
Right. Zach Harrison, stud from Ohio State. Maybe he's going to be the guy that pops, but you're talking about a proven piece.
Or even Joe Alt from Notre Dame, the offensive line, the 6'9 guy, who's also amazingly athletic. I would not be unhappy about that at 8.
Let me take it now back to front. If we go edge rush, if it's Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, NFLTradeRumors.com reporting Titans and Chiefs had something in place for L'Jarius Sneed, and it fell apart. L'Jarius Sneed, if it was a two or a three-year deal, 2 year perhaps, preferred. But I'd love to see the Falcons get in the mix for the Chiefs corner, because then you got somebody opposite AJ. You figure out
corner.
What you're
gonna do with AJ. He's a great corner. And funny, we were talking about this yesterday, and you brought this up, and it's such a good point. I kind of ignored it because we get lost in the allure of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Right.
Their defense. Went into Buffalo, shut them down. Went into Baltimore, shut down Lamar Jackson. That defense is the main reason why Kansas City won a Super Bowl last year.
I mentioned that to you earlier because it happened. Because, yes, they dropped more passes than anybody.
Yep.
They looked dead in the water when they lost to the Raiders last year back in December. And then all of a sudden they get hot. But their defense stymies Lamar Jackson. I still think Todd Monken, that was the dumbest game plan in the history of championship game plans. They took themselves out of the run game. They didn't make the Chiefs didn't even get the opportunity to take themselves out.
Just like they just
– right.
Todd Monken just – again – sometimes people like composers and artists with their paintings or sculptors, offensive coordinators, they fall so in love with their scheme, think it's so innovative, and it is innovative, but they get so self-absorbed with it, and they think they're smarter than anybody else because they are so innovative to where they outsmart themselves.
I'm with you. So the Falcons, guys, poll questions up at Dukes and Bell 929 on Hassan Reddick. Let's take a look as I swing over to Dukes and Bell. Again, Oren, they're working on the mics back at the ranch. When we hear Oren, it's like, it's almost like a whisper in your ear. It's almost like subconscious.
It's a whisper from a deep tunnel miles away that you barely pick up.
He's doing yeoman's work back there as Chris is over at the Cheetah holding it down. But Dukes and Bell 929, the poll question is up. You can vote there. I'm trying to get the numbers for. Look at the numbers.
The numbers.
We got 215 votes. 55.8% of our audience says yes, trade a second rounder and just figure out how to make the numbers work on the salary cap. 44.2% say no.
I wonder what the no's, what their reasoning is. They're probably in love with the idea of Marvin Harrison, who's not going to fall that far, by the way.
No. Guys, I think it's a Madden game.
Yeah.
We are the worst of the NFL teams that you and I crunched the numbers yesterday. It's laughable.
Mm-hmm.
You can barely find 5 Pro Bowlers in 30 years that you drafted in the first round on defense.
Yep. And that's over a span of four or five GMs, six.
Right. Right, going all the way back to Dan Reeves, yeah. Going all the way back to.
It was
to
actually
that.
Quite good because right. He built that,
right.
That 98 defense, that Super Bowl, they were stout.
Right, and they augmented it the right way.
Front, middle, and back, stout.
Eugene Robinson, Cornelius Bennett,
right.
Ray Buchanan, they big play. Ray, listens, what's up, bro? But I mean, yeah,
our boy Psycho, Chuck Smith, yeah.
Chuck Smith, Joe, the Boss Squad, Joe, Lester Archambault, Travis Hall, Shane Dronette, Joe. We get after quarterback, Joe.
They were so good.
They did.
They were salty.
Right. We'll come back. We got some stuff to talk about. Tournament action. And my galactic lock of the weekend is looking good.
Oh, it's looking solid.
I'm almost halfway to my over, and there's
and there's still four and a half minutes left in the first half.
What
was the over-under? 155?
It's 155 and a half. Yeah, on Florida and Colorado. Hey, no worries. Thank you, Shy. You're an awesome server. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Buckhead. Come join the party, pal.
You should hear the glasses clink on the air.
Cheers.
There it is.
Hey, man, live at the Twin Peaks. Make some noise, audience. Let's go. Put your hands together out here. We got the Mansley men from Ansley Mall over here. It's Ansley Golf Course right around the corner.
And the crowd went mild.
And this is kind of like their man day. So these dudes played golf. They beat the run. Rain. So there's the guys from Ansley. We got the dudes over here. Look at my boy over here. Our crew with his beautiful, lovely lady. Can we say the line on the radio? It's probably too dirty.
No, it's not. No, he said, we've been together so long, it don't matter if you cheat.
Like that. Also, we got some Kentucky fans here. And that brings us to the strong arm story of the day.
Ooh.
Calipari chokes it again. Mm. Kentucky, when are we going to move on from this guy? This dude had name, image, likeness. He had his own transfer portal. It was called Worldwide West and the sneaker pimps of Nike and the AAU pipeline. This guy's cranked up one championship in Kentucky.
I know this, but I think he was innovative, and a lot of people didn't like him when
innovative
it first happened.
Innovative in what sense? Recruiting? That's all he's innovative in. He's not innovative in half court. He doesn't have a coach.
I know. You were so consumed with your vitriolic hatred of John Calipari. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. He was the first guy. I'm just going to go and just recruit five McDonald's All-Americans. They're going to be one and done. So what? We're going to win a lot of games in the meantime, good or bad. I don't think he coached them up, though.
He is a pimple on the butt of college basketball compared to the Fab Five, compared to Coach K, compared to Roy Williams.
A boil.
John Calipari, he's been cheating all the way back to his days at UMass. Okay? Let's just keep it real. Kentucky fans deserve better.
I'm just saying.
Kentucky
fans. He was the first guy to do that.
Thanks,
and then
man.
Coach K came along and
yes.
decided to.
No,
he
I'm
wasn't
going to
do it. Then he duplicated the same approach as well.
But again, and this is the same argument, by the way, for anybody coaching college basketball. Alabama's doing a good job. Bruce Pearl, we know Bruce Pearl's as dirty as the day is long, but he's making it work.
I love
Georgia can't seem to find that guy.
I love
Meanwhile, Mike Weiss.
We had him in Jim Herrick.
We don't give money to young people. You ask anybody. But the big story of the day is March Madness. Today, there was a couple of close but no cigar upsets. We saw the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers for a minute, giving Marquette some trouble. Marquette was able to handle it. Then we had, I guess the closest one today was the UAB against the San Diego State.
Yeah.
And the Aztecs prevailed in that one. But, no, the strong arm story is, yes, it's bracket busters. We get that. Kansas maybe should have had a chance. Sanford, I should say, should have had a chance against Kansas last night.
That is awful. How
guy
do you
gets
miss that?
All ball, but they only review flagrants. They don't they don't review regular fouls.
That's right. Like they do in the NBA. And I feel so
Sanford
bad for
would have had the ball down.
They were down three.
Down one.
It's one possession.
It was a one possession.
It's one possession.
Go
with over
the
a
other way
left.
If they give them the if they don't call the foul.
Because the block did not go out of bounds
right.
either. They
it was their ball.
Yeah.
But that one was tough. That was tough. And for our friends from over in Alabama.
It's rigged. I'm telling you, it's rigged.
No, it's just the refs are incompetent. I mean.
I know.
And the rules that apply to the NBA. The NBA game is 48 minutes. This is 40. Why don't you make everything reviewable?
Yeah.
Give the coaches a number of challenges
right.
and get it
get
right.
Get it right.
Exactly.
We get mad at the delays, but at least they get it right. Except the NFL, they don't always get it right. No, Major League Baseball, notoriously bad with their instant replay.
Right.
Not getting it right. Even
right.
though it's obvious, when we saw it in live time as a fan watching on TV, he was
right.
clearly out of the plate, and they him and haw for 5 minutes, and they
right.
come back with the wrong decision.
No, I just think if you're a Kentucky fan, what are you giving? What is he giving you? The world now of college basketball, the Calipari rules now extend to everyone.
Yeah.
And the thing that you saw last night against Oakland of Michigan, is he doesn't know how to coach X's and O's.
No.
You've got one guy shooting threes. That's all he shoots. You might want to put a guy on him.
Maybe.
Talking about Greg Campy. A zone defense that they threw earlier. Eventually,
not Greg Campy. I'm sorry. Jack Grokey.
Jack Grokey was the guy with the 10 threes last night. But you get back into the heart of the matter. His half court is weak. He's a great recruiter. He's never been a great tactical coach.
Did you see?
And when your true freshmen are struggling, he had older guys.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Graduate transfers, you might want to throw some guys out there. The Kentucky fans know what I'm talking about. We've been talking about this during the commercial break. They're frustrated, too, and they're at the point, maybe the buyout's worth it. Get some young gun in here. And we'll reset it.
Well, I think a testament to the fact that Calipari certainly seems to be limited as an X's and O's coach is the fact they ISO'd several sequences last night when Oakland was in their half-court offense. You had a couple of Kentucky defenders in the paint wandering around like they were shrooming. You know, if they didn't know where to go, they're at a widespread concert, just happy to be on the floor.
No, I'm with you. My thing is it. You asked me, and we were joking around off the air. We talked about this off the radio. And Rob's like, man, you're really going hard in on Calipari. I've always felt the guy's a bit of a fraud. And I just feel that if, you know, when you've got an advantage, you've got a decisive advantage. You've got everybody from Dick Vitale to Nike and all these guys giving you that advantage, and you don't maximize it. We were just talking with the Kentucky fans here about the choke job against Wisconsin at the Final Four in India. I think that was 2015. So, I mean, you could do a whole show on it. Hey, man, this hour of Dukes and Bell is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Buckhead watching tournament action and more stuff going down. But so far it's been chalk today. No major. It's close, but no cigar in the
absence. Well, footnote on Calipari because, you know, even Wildcat Nation, their hair's on fire. They want to run him out of town with torches pretty much, right? $33 million, that's the buyout.
Right.
And a lot of people say, well, Kentucky, they got all that money up there. No. They want that money for NIL, for football, and for basketball. They want that.
True.
That's NIL money, so that would eat into that.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Stoops has done a great job at Kentucky.
He has, Mark. But here's the thing. There's an expectation.
Yeah.
When you are the elevated position, and I was talking to the Kentucky fans, they said the worst thing that ever happened to Kentucky was the Boston Celtics when they lost Pitino. You know, when Pitino goes to Boston, Tubby does a nice job.
Yeah. Tubby won a natty with him,
right.
Yeah.
Tubby did get
but
you the
didn't
natty.
Sustain it, though, after
right.
that.
Right. Just wasn't at the same level.
Yeah.
But – now with Calipari, it was a layup. It was teed up for you, but he just shows you. And then if you're so bad schematically, go get some really good assistants who do more than, you know, network recruiting.
Well, I think
that actually know X's and O's.
When you get to his status, you're so stubborn to where you will never relinquish the reins of power to someone like that because you would feel threatened by it. You
right.
feel threatened by their basketball intellect and everything else, and that right. would just be an indictment on their own ego. That would,
right.
that would no.
No, but I mean, for instance, I want to make sure I get the name right because it's been so many years since I was at that. Back then, it was It was Alexander Memorial. I would say Kevin Cantwell.
That yes, was Bobby Kremen's X and O guy.
That was Bobby Kremen's X and O guy.
Bobby Kremen's was not an X's and O's coach.
No,
he was a recruiter and a personality and a wonder. I loved him so much.
Kevin was a fellow New Yorker.
Yep.
Bobby was a great recruiter. But Kevin was the guy that would maybe would do the film studies, scout the team, come up with some of that game plan.
And Bobby only played seven guys, too, every year.
I know. That was
never, no matter what. Never much on depth. So
I know. But that's what we're talking about today. March Madness continues. The big bet today for me.
Oh, I know. You're looking good, too, so far.
If only we had legalized gambling, sports gambling.
Well, but you know people.
But
I know a guy that knows a guy.
I don't want somebody from the GBI coming in and grabbing me and putting a hot lamp on me. And give, who's your source? Who's your guy? But the bet that we made today.
John Chuckery.
It was 155.5. It's the over-under for the Colorado who played in the play-in game versus the Florida Gators.
What is it up?
It was up to 80 with about a minute to go before I think they're at the half
there
right
go.
Now.
There you go.
So we're definitely on pace to cover this one. Feeling pretty good about it.
But
knock wood.
Unless someone goes cold in the second. They can't buy a shot right now. Florida's gone 7 minutes without a field goal.
This is run and gun, baby. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, and we've got some free stuff for you guys. We've got tickets. There's a big event going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. If you want to go get yourself some soccer tickets, the 9th annual She Believes Cup is presented by Visa. It happens Saturday, April 6th. That's Masters weekend, but it's at the Benz. But it's two great international competitions. USA takes on Japan. Canada takes on Brazil.
Are they going to put down grass for the women?
Yes, I believe they did. So if you want tickets right now, we'll take caller number 5, Cinco. At 404-726-0929, you'll be talking to Oren and get in on that. We'll come back, tell you what's going down in spring training, get Rob's take on the Bravos. But right now, guys, at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, having a blast. Join the party. Everybody's here. All the cool kids are here. The Ansley Mall guys are here. All the twos are playing golf. By the way, shout out to my man, Tyson, over at Edwin Watts. I rolled in today on two wheels. I go, I need these tubs re-gripped now. He got it done in like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah,
technician, man.
That's what I like to see, man. People who take pride in their job,
man.
Just like Oren back at the ranch, who's telling me it's time to go to commercial break on Dukes and Bell on 92.9 The Game, the number one sports talk show in town.
Now your game traffic.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, hope you guys are having an awesome Friday. I know it's a rainy day in Georgia. We got a great crowd here at the bar at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Look at these cats. We got dudes. Some guys are married. Some are not. Some have made plans. Some guys just said, look, woman, I'm going to Twin Peaks, and that's all there is to it.
And some guys put their rings in their pockets.
Correct. Rob's got his own fan club over here. It's like the Robettes. Look at this. Chicks who want to meet Rob. So Rob triples it for Carl's on vacay today. We've got some tickets to give away for the Savannah Bananas, the Harlem Globetrotters in baseball.
I think I should try out for them. I could be a gimmick, too. I could be the old man.
Right.
You know, I did play college baseball.
Robbie threw the ball 90 miles an hour in the old days.
No, 87.
Shut up,
movement.
Robbie. We're promoting the hell out of you.
93. I threw 93.
So Rob was a pitcher. But Robbie can throw the ball. But they're going to be over at Cool
and
Race.
And I can dance, too.
And that's all they're
I
looking for.
I can fit right in with the old guy, too. My old man shtick.
If you're not familiar with the Savannah Bananas, you mentioned, speaking of old guys, Roger Clemens made an appearance with them.
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's become like the new Harlem Globetrotters of
it
baseball.
It kind of looked like Roger Clemens ate Roger Clemens, but it
that's
was
okay.
Roger. That's okay.
But you know what, though? Baseball needs this because Major League Baseball will never come up with this. It comes from the minor league level.
Yeah.
This kind of fun, entertaining, family fun. We're giving away a 4-pack. We're going to pull the winner here, so you got a few more minutes to come on down. Guys, if you're at the bar, get registered right now. It's brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. They're playing at Coolray Field on Sunday. Check it out. Hey, man, the Braves were in action, as you heard Caleb in the update. Rained out today.
Can I tell you this? When I was playing, I was playing senior baseball up until last year. I made the All-Star team. I got to play at Coolray Field. I am telling you, the most pristine. I mean, just the fine granules of dirt on the infield. It was a shame to step on it. You know what I mean? It was so amazing.
I got to throw the first pitch out there in the day.
How was your first pitch? Was it like Baba Booey's first pitch?
I threw a curveball.
Did you really?
Did you tell
the catcher, though?
Yes, I did.
You did
he was laughing. Oh, what the hell was his name? I think he got traded to Milwaukee. I'll find. Anyway, he's not with the organization.
Did you hang the curve? Was a nice Uncle Charlie.
No, it was big Uncle Charlie. 12 to 6.
12 to 6. That's
yeah.
good.
But man,
Spencer Striders is interesting. It's more like a 3 to 8:30, and it's really hard with a tight spin. It's nasty. It's like a nasty slurve.
Well, we were talking earlier in the week, only because we don't know what his normal routine is, and that's Zach. It's Kelnick. Talking about Kelnick, who we traded from Seattle for Jake. He's now up to 125.
Hey.
Jared, by the way, I gave him three different names. All of a sudden, I'm Steak Shapiro. Jake, Zed, Tommy Kelnick. Let me tell you about Tommy. Cha-cha.
You know what I'm talking about.
Jared Kelnick, he went 1-for-3 against the Yankees yesterday. They got rained out today, as I mentioned.
Doesn't mean he can't play.
No,
sometimes you just have a crappy spring training.
And I understand. I saw Mark Bowman's comments, who covers the Braves for MLB. I saw Dave O'Brien, our Grant McCauley. And Grant was like, you got to relax. All in defense of Carl and I, we've never seen this guy. We don't know Jared Kelnick from Adam.
And that's okay,
so
too.
I don't know him.
As long as you're receptive to people that are immersed in covering him and know how baseball works. Because a lot of times when a guy, if a guy goes, he's gone 1 for his last 19. My God, the last 10 balls he hit have been right on the screws, but right at somebody. You have to take that into account and value.
Right.
He's seeing the ball well, but he's just hitting it hard right at people.
But the point,
that's baseball.
Right, but the point that Carl and I were making, if it wasn't a legitimate concern, they wouldn't have gotten Adam Duvall.
And that's also fair, too.
And by the way, we love Duvall. You know, a $3 million one-year deal, it's a no-brainer. Adam is money. The ceiling.
No, he's not. He's good defensively.
No,
he's all or nothing. But what he can do,
but
he can carry you. He can carry a team for 4 days.
He won you a World Series.
Yeah, he can go nuts for like 4 days.
He's part of that Jock Peterson clutch.
Man,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Group of guys with Solaire and Rosario that won you the big one, the ultimate sum.
Why
did
we bring
parts.
Back Solaire? I will never understand.
Well,
that.
Solaire, speaking of, he was almost like the guy that every other year, you know, even
right,
years
well.
Not so good. But Adam Duvall is a good, is a decent fielding outfielder.
No, he's actually very good. He's a very good defensive.
He can play
outfielder.
Both corners, and
he plays center field too. He can do
and
it.
And he strikes out a lot, but that's baseball. Yeah. So it's a big Adam Duvall's average is the ceiling for Kelnick.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why they called him in.
Both things can be true. I mean, I agree with Bowman.
Right.
I agree with you and Carl's concerns because I also echo that sentiment. And plus, they bring in Adam Duvall. I get it.
Right. It was Charlie, probably the longest and the done as far as for outings this spring. 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 strikeouts. Charlie Morton wraps up spring training with an ERA of 3.55. And then he'll be ready to roll. Strider, of course, is going to be the open day starter. And then you're going to see.
And,
oh, by the way, I'm stoked. I got some great seats on Saturday.
For the home opener.
Home opener weekend against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
By the way, for guys listening to the show, yes, we pay for our tickets. We're not dirtbags, deadbeats, who sit in the press box eating free hot dogs. But yeah,
well, I've done that.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
a bad
above
person.
It. No, no.
No, but got some great seats in the 300 section. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited. But Carl said this, and I agree. Where we're at now at this stage, you just wish you could fast forward, not the way baseball works, to October.
I feel the exact same. I was thinking about that today. I wish we could just get to at least mid-September.
Right.
You know?
Because this team, even when you were down and out without Acuna, they rallied. I remember we had that soundbite, Oren loves to play, where I'm like, fire sale it, we're done. But we grind, and Alex Anthopoulos makes brilliant moves. Yeah. But we've got to beat
these. Fire sale it.
There it is. We've got to beat these nitwits in Philly.
Did you do that? Was this World Series year?
No, when Acuna went down.
Yeah, that's the World Series
year. Before the
trade deadline. Because the Braves didn't get above 500 until August.
Yes. That was me.
Well, you know how it is, though. If fans had their way, every team would have a different head coach or manager or GM right. every 2 years. And they'd be switching quarterbacks every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Starting rotation every 2 years.
You're right.
You know, that's, thank God we're not in control.
No, I just feel that this, but much like the Bobby Cox years post-World Series win, you're one of the four best. This year, everyone in baseball says you're still better than the Dodgers with $500 million.
Well, the power rankings, according to the power, take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Power rankings, number one Braves.
Eduardo Perez. I think the Dodgers will gel together.
Followed by the Braves 1, Dodgers 2, Orioles 3, Philly 4, Rangers 5. That's because Scherzer and DeGrom, that's $80 million in salary every year. They're hurt right now.
Right.
They're not going to be available for the opening.
But if you're the Braves, you're one of the top five teams. You're top two, maybe the best team in baseball. This is your window. That's why I just
– You've got a five-year window right
now.
You better win two more.
You and I were talking about Blake Snell, who wound up going to the Giants. You know, and then you and I were talking about, you know, there's a certain pitcher, Trevor Bauer, who's a little kinky. But that fits the Braves.
What?
That fits the Braves' MO. They want value.
I'm kinky.
They want value. They want deals. That's TMI, by the way. They want value. Trevor Bauer is value.
Livestock, food, it's all fair game. Who cares?
What you do behind closed doors is your business. But this is the point I'm getting to is the moment is now. The time is now.
It is, man.
You've got to maximize this talent.
You do.
Quit screwing around. All right. It is Dukes and Bell with our man Rob Tribble in for Carl today. We appreciate everybody coming out. We got a great crowd, man. Good crowd here at Twin
Peaks.
Good crowd.
Nice vibe today. In spite of a rainy day, very good vibe today.
And if you're closer to downtown or midtown, or you come from the south side, our producers, Bo Johnson, our guy Chris Turtle, and I know Randy Mack is down there too. They're at the Cheetah. So if you're looking for this with
get that booty.
Women with less clothes, we ended the show and they go, and Randy goes, they're wrapping up. I go, go get that booty, Randy.
Go get that booty. It's like, wait a minute.
So. They're down at the Cheetah as well.
He's got a beautiful Filipino wife who will castrate
him. We are such an awesome station. We got two parties going on simultaneously. How cool is that?
You know what? You can't outdo us.
Right on. Hey, man, we got plenty more in the 6 o'clock hour. We spoke earlier today with Benjamin Albright. You've heard him on the show with Carl and I. Really good dude who covers the NFL. Get his take on the moves. Certainly loves the Kirk Cousins move. Also, we kind of handicap what the draft's going to look like, especially those picks between us and
the guy's low-key genius. Some of the things he says, little phrases he says, it captures the essence of the situation very succinctly.
Right on. Hey, man.
It's
Dukes and Bell, and this hour of the program is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We've got a great crowd. And again, join the party. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock, man. Rob will say hi to you, and if you're a woman between the ages of 35 and 45, he'll take a picture with you as well.
Well, we go up to 60. Why not?
It's trying to find the sweet spot for you. It's all coming up next. Headlines on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.